Hey there, I'm Eric Deatherage.
And I'm Danielle Webster. Welcome back to another episode of Prairie Eddie.
It's our weekly news podcast here at Prairie Public. Danielle, I think I've cracked the case here. I figured out why we haven't been hearing you during All Things Considered this week. Man, you sound as sick as a dog.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel physically okay, but I know I do sound pretty terrible. I think I got a little too cocky about, you know, surviving the winter without picking up any of those daycare plagues. You know, my kids stayed pretty healthy, we stayed healthy, but I got cocky. You know, one of my kids definitely brought us something, and so, yeah, it's no secret. Hopefully I will be back soon. As far as Prairie Beat, I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, you're gonna take one for the team here for sure. And, of course, daycare is their germ magnet.
Yes.
So you're bound to get one of these things around these days. So here's hoping to you being on the mend very soon. Thanks for being here. What topics do you have on deck this week?
Well, as we know by now, it's an election year. We have a midterm election later this year in November. But before we get to that, you know, we do have another election to get through, and that is next week's North Dakota primary election. There's lots of races to pay attention to. You know, Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk obviously has a challenger to run for that seat this fall, and Alex Balazs. There's also a race for state superintendent. Levi Bachmeier was appointed to that seat by Governor Armstrong after Kirsten Baszler took that job in the Trump administration. He has to run for that seat. I know there's other folks running for that as well. And locally here in Cass County in Fargo, you know, we're watching the Fargo mayoral race as well as the city commission race, too. So the election takes place next Tuesday, but in many places in North Dakota, people are already casting ballots.
Michael Howe, North Dakota Secretary of State.
Secretary of State is who runs our election. So I got Michael Howe on the phone yesterday to talk a little bit about early voting.
Yeah, early voting. I know got underway in Cass County yesterday, and that's really a convenient thing. I love that. Being able to have a few days leading up to the actual day of the election where you can go and cast a ballot in person physically, well, that's something a lot of us busy folks are taking advantage of for a variety of reasons.
Yeah. Now, early voting is not available everywhere in the state, but Howe says it is available in a handful of counties.
There are 8 counties in North Dakota that offer in-person early voting. So starting Monday, June 1st, Sioux, Stutsman, and Ward counties. June 2nd, Cass and Grand Forks counties. June 3rd, Burley County. And then Morton and Stark counties will start early voting on June 4th.
Well, I think 8 out of 53 is, well, it's okay. I guess it would be nice to have it available more widely. But those counties are where some of the bigger cities and towns are. So proportionally, population-wise, I guess that's pretty good. Now, if you do head out to these polling places to vote early and in person, I mean, as a North Dakota transplant myself, I always thought it was pretty wild that there is no voter registration here, right? But they have it set up to where it's pretty simple.
Yeah. So North Dakota has residency requirements. You have to have lived at your current address for 30 days. And all you have to do is show up to the polling place with your ID. If it's a new address, maybe bring a utility bill or something else with you to prove that. But they can verify your identity right there. You just need to have a valid approved form of ID. And in North Dakota, there are 4 different approved kinds.
Every voter in North Dakota needs a valid form of North Dakota identification. A valid form of North Dakota identification can include a driver's license, a non-driver's ID, a tribal ID or tribal letter, or a long-term care certificate. Each North Dakota voter will need at least one of those forms of ID to cast a ballot.
Well, I know getting IDs is not always the easiest thing for everybody,
yes.
But that's what it is here in North Dakota and lots of places around the country. Now, a hot topic right now and for a while, really, has been quote-unquote, election integrity. And I know that's one thing Secretary Howe has been pretty adamant about, that North Dakota's elections are very secure, even despite there being no registration. The voter ID requirements that we just talked about make it pretty difficult to vote fraudulently, even though there are a number of different ways to vote.
Yeah, and you know, you can vote on election day or early in person, like we've been talking about. But we also have vote by mail and absentee options, too. And Howe said that's something that makes our elections great, you know, is that we do have several options available for us to vote in ways that are not only secure, but convenient to us.
So you can vote by absentee. You can vote early if offered in your county. Or if you're a traditionalist, you're certainly welcome to cast your ballot on election day. Each form of voting is secure across the board. If you're going to vote by mail, that's a great option. But there's checks and balances in place there, too, to make sure that your ballot is being counted accurately and in a timely manner. Voter ID laws apply in all forms of voting. So yes, even if you are voting by mail, you still need a valid form of North Dakota identification. You're never mail the ballot automatically. You must apply for that ballot by filling out an application. On that application, you are verifying your identity. Only upon identity verification by a county election official will you be mailed the ballot.
And another caveat to that, too, that's really important to remember is if you are voting by mail, it is the law now. It was changed in 2025 to require mail-in ballots to be in possession of county election officials by the time polls close on election day in order to be counted. So if you're out there, you've got one of those mail-in ballots sitting on your kitchen counter waiting to be filled out, that needs to be filled out as soon as possible and dropped in the mail so it can be counted.
Oh, yeah, that's really good info. Really good to know, Danielle. And, you know, one point that's really good to make, too, these days is that if you are one of those folks who has concerns or worries about election integrity and voter fraud, a great way to kind of put those concerns to bed is probably to go volunteer to work in a local election. Novel idea that, right? It really is a carefully run process. I think a lot of us who go to polling places in North Dakota are always so impressed with the volunteers who man those polls. They're patriots. They're great people that love what they're doing. And it just makes you feel good that you have people like that that are behind the scenes, right?
Absolutely, yes. And Secretary Howe did tell me that, you know, in order for North Dakota to have a successful election, we need about 3,000 poll workers, and that is statewide. So going back to that point you made a little earlier about how you wished early voting was more widely available or an option in more places, he said that more volunteers could mean more polling places.
If you're someone who wants more polling locations in your county, polling locations, we need poll workers. We also need polling locations. Again, that's a county commission decision that each county commission makes. But certainly, if there's more available help, it's an easier sell to your county commission that, hey, we could have another polling location available because we have the help. That's something you're interested in. Please, by all means, contact your county election official.
Yeah, that's a really good point for sure. The more voting options, the more polling places. I mean, that's just more opportunities for voters to have their say. And that's a pretty good thing, no matter who is running or what issues are on the ballot. So lots of things on the ballot coming up in this primary election. We're going to be eyeing that. So, Danielle, what else do you have going on in the newsroom this week?
Meeting with Sun Country and Delta captains one-on-one.
Well, you know, Dave had a neat story about a new program that helps veterans pursue careers in aviation.
What would happen if I took a shortcut and became injured? How would I take care of my family?
North Dakota Heritage Center held an event highlighting the importance of workforce safety.
Last year, we did have increased Lyme disease cases, which is probably due in large part to the weather being slightly cooler and wetter in certain parts of the state, which can certainly aid ticks being more active for longer periods of the season. But at this point, things are pretty on track and looking normal for North Dakota.
And ticks are making headlines across the country right now for being very prolific this year, and also coinciding with that, a rise in tick-borne disease. But so far in North Dakota, surveillance is showing our numbers are staying about where they always have.
We're not a state with a dense tree canopy, so you would figure that ticks wouldn't be a thing in North Dakota. But I remember in that story hearing that, yeah, you know, Lyme disease does happen in North Dakota.
Yeah, it does. Well, they like the grass, and we have a lot of grass.
We do have a lot of grass, and I know outside by the West Fargo-Cheyenne Diversion, we have had ticks land on our socks occasionally, so make sure you check yourself before you wreck yourself when it comes to ticks, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for all that, Danielle. Hopefully that voice of yours is back and I won't have to use these frog sound effects so we can hear of your lovely dulcet tones on the afternoon drive home here on Prairie Public.
Thank you for that. And, you know, in the meantime, be sure to tune in to Prairie Public for more regional news or check us out online at news.prairiepublic.org.
All right, that'll do it this week for Prairie Beat. I am Eric Dethridge.
And I'm Danielle Webster. We'll see you on the beat next week.